USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As the coronavirus spreads, President Trump says he hopes life in America will be able to get back to normal soon.
This is uncharted territory, as you know. We think we have ideas. It doesn't help to say what the ideas are. I would hope very soon.
At a White House briefing, the president rejecting suggestions that his administration was not prepared for the crisis. And he again criticized China for the way it's handled the early stages of the outbreak there. 40 million Californians are being ordered to stay home. Governor Gavin Newsom issuing that order yesterday, hoping to slow the spread of the virus. People will still be allowed to do essential tasks like going to the store and picking up their medicines. The State Department is advising U.S. citizens to avoid all international travel, and Americans abroad are being told to arrange for immediate return, if possible. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I look at Balance of Nature, and I look what it's doing for me and for the patients that I have that are taking it, and it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy they have. If we give you the proper nutrients, your body's able to produce what it needs. And here's a product from Balance of Nature that basically makes it so you get the nutrient equivalent of eating 10 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Federal officials releasing new numbers when it comes to the coronavirus in the United States. Here's more from correspondent Robin Walensky.
More than 11,000 people infected here in the U.S. that we know of. More than 150 people have died in our country.
Two Republican senators are being accused of selling off stocks ahead of the economic meltdown triggered by the virus outbreak. North Carolina's Richard Burr, who is Senate Intelligence Committee chairman, reportedly sold off stocks worth as much as $1.7 million after being briefed about the virus threat. And Senator Kelly Loeffler of Georgia also dumped reportedly about $3 million in stocks. Loeffler's husband is the chairman of the New York Stock Exchange. Tulsi Gabbard officially out of the Democratic presidential race. In a video message, she threw her support behind Democratic frontrunner Joe Biden, the Hawaii congresswoman, saying she expects he will win the nomination. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Spring is here, and forecasters say warmer weather's on the way, but it will likely bring flooding to many parts of the country. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration forecast is predicting spring flooding will affect 23 states, from the northern plains to the Gulf Coast. The worst flooding is expected in North and South Dakotas and Minnesota. Forecasters say about 1.2 million people live in areas that could see major flooding this year. Some drivers are getting sticker shock at the pump in a good way. For instance, there's a station in Kentucky that's the first in the nation to drop gasoline prices to 99 cents a gallon. Experts say demand is plummeting because of the virus pandemic. In fact, oil prices just fell to their lowest level since 2002. And GasBuddy.com shows at least 16 other states have dipped below $1.50 as their average regular gas price. A Missouri woman gave birth this week in a toilet paper aisle at a Walmart store where she was shopping at the time. The manager of the store in Springfield, Missouri, says the woman warned people working in the store that her last child came in just 30 minutes and she went into labor when her water broke in front of the shelves of toilet paper. Another shopper telling the manager she was a labor and delivery nurse, so she just pulled some gloves from her back pocket and took things over, and mother and baby are fine. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.